restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, sounds like we're getting a message.
Yeah.
Can you take it down and read it to me?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let's see. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone.
Is that it?
Oh, no, there's some more. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation.
My, that's certainly an unusual message.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not the only thing unusual.
Yeah, no, this is a flower shop.
Yeah.
Portions of this program are brought to you by Bobby's Garage in Slap Out. Remember, Tuesday is Ladies' Day at Bobby's Garage. Ladies, come in and get your rear end checked for free. That's Bobby's Garage.
If your car won't start, call the mechanic. If your hamster's sick, call the vet. But if you need help with your portfolio,
who you gonna call?
David Ernest. 334-279-7431. He can help you with all your financial needs.
Ain't you got no mom and daddy to tend to it?
You don't want to bother your mama and daddy with that?
I can help you if I don't give out first.
No, that's fine, Carl. You just help yourself to some French fried taters.
All right, then.
Can we get serious?
I am serious. Don't call me Shook.
Call David Ernest at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
Who you gonna call?
David Ernest.
All right, then.
Call 279-7431. That's 279-7431.
Are you scared?
Don't be. David Ernest has over 30 years of experience. Call David Ernest at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
Who you gonna call?
David Ernest.
All right, then.
If you've listened to this program before, you know that David Ernest thinks that Dave Ramsey and Ken Fisher are a couple of...
Quack, quack.
You've also heard David describe them as... and... Well, I don't think it's anything personal, but... Oh, David is waving at me now saying, yes, it is personal. He thinks these two guys are...
losers.
And why does David Ernest feel this way? I'm not sure. But if you listen to the Health and Wealth Show, you'll hear some sound financial advice from a bona fide asset preservationist.
He's bona fide.
So don't listen to a couple of... Listen to David Ernest.
He's bona fide.
I think he's coming on right now. From our super secret studios, so secret in fact, that the only other person in the world that knows the code to get in the front door is Governor Kay Ivey. And she's pinky sworn to silence. It's the Health and Wealth Show, the radio program that brings you some good news about your money. Now, here's a guy who can help you with your portfolio because he's, what's that word?
He's bona fide.
Yeah, that's it. David Ernest!
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
thank
sir.
Thank you.
You know, speaking of our beloved Governor Ivey, I saw on the internet just a couple minutes ago that she had an accident.
No.
And got tripped up over the dog. I'm serious now. I'm not making fun. And injured her shoulder, I believe it said.
Walking her dog?
Yeah, I'll look it up in more detail here in a little
that's
bit just
terrible.
To make sure.
Yeah,
but she's okay. She's just bruised a little bit.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good.
And we've got David is here this evening. We're kind of on a skeleton crew here, but we've got Princess Leah with us.
Hello.
So that makes it, you know,
makes it wonderful.
She's classing up.
Something like that.
Around.
Yeah.
Let's see. Luke and his sister are going to this meeting in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I think Chris was getting him to the airport or something he had to take, so that's why he's not here. But he should be back.
And it's the first time that Luke has flown.
Right.
I know. I'm
he was a little nervous.
I'm telling you, it can be nerve-wracking.
It can be.
The worst part of it is just getting to the doggone plane.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they look in your ears and up your nose. I'm telling you.
And being nervous is a normal thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Did you hear that beep, 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 beep?
Yes, that's from the what they used to call the Marconi. That's the wireless telegraph. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how nervous they were on the Titanic? They're going beep, 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 beep.
Well, you know, at that time in 1912, that was like the cutting edge equipment.
And I'm telling you.
They'd never really used it before. And they were using it mostly, it was a novelty. And the rich folks come up, I'd like to send something to my brother Charles. And they would tap it out back to England or over here, whatever. And then all the, so-and-so hit the fan. And the iceberg hit the fan, I guess you could say.
And tore up the...
knocked a hole in the side of the boat, and they're out there tapping that. I don't know. I think that was the first time they had actually used the SOS, and a tried-and-true radio law is about to be proven.
Right.
Because if I got that wrong, somebody will call
right.
and tell me, and that's a good thing.
Well, guess what?
What?
We have been snookered, or should I say not told the truth again.
Really? We've been
missing information. You know, they say if you don't say something about something, it's like a lie.
Right.
Missing information.
Lying by omission.
Lying by admission.
Yeah, I've done that.
The Titanic was hit by a submarine, but the United States kept it quiet. Go figure.
Which Titanic are we talking about?
The
Titanic that sunk was hit.
Don't let it happen like it happened to me, because I was thinking, in 1912, a nuclear submarine?
No.
Yeah, that's what
Really, when you said it, that's what I thought.
I know. That's what I thought,
we're
too.
We're going to get a little further into it.
Okay.
So this happened like 5 months, 6 months ago.
Right.
Okay. But we're just now finding out because it was kept quiet.
And they had that music from that Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Right.
They were way down there under the water, 3 miles down.
Yeah.
That's like the bottom of the world down there.
They talk like Donald Duck down there.
Well, yeah, they have to breathe that helium and oxygen mix.
Yeah. So does this qualify for a double accident? Like sort of like a double dip?
Leaving the scene of an accident?
Have you ever had a double dip?
Of course, of
ice cream. I tried some of that skull one time. It didn't work out too well.
You do not want a double dip in the stock market.
No.
Right.
You do not want a double dip in your portfolio, because you get hit once and it hurts bad. Can you imagine getting hit real hard twice? Okay.
Like, ouch.
So if stocks go down again, is that double jeopardy? Here's the thing. Creating a retirement plan versus building a ship that won't sink is kind of like, there's similarities.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But there's no such thing as a ship that won't sink, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And probably no such thing is impossible for a retirement plan to sink. But would you want to have a ship that was built so solid that it probably wouldn't sink? And would you like to have a retirement plan that was built so solid that it probably won't sink either?
That was the thing. You know, they said, well, only God could sink the Titanic. And God's up there talking about, hold my beer. And it was over with. It was done. Real quick, I did find that story about the governor. I did not know this. I learned something. We have a first dog.
Oh.
Missy, the first dog.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's Ms. Ivy's pet doggy. I'm trying to look. There's a picture here. She kind of looks like Bailey a little bit.
Oh, well, really?
She has shorter legs. But anyway, she's out walking Missy, and she trips up and falls over Missy, and she hurt her shoulder, and she's going to have to wear it in a sling a little while. And said that both Ms. Ivy and Missy are doing just fine.
Well, that's good.
That's great.
We need our leaders to be okay.
But can you imagine if they kept that from us for 5 months and it was a conspiracy over it? Kind of like this Titanic thing.
Exactly. So here's the thing that the government's keeping from us about our retirements. Defined benefit pensions are in trouble in some places. Not all of them. The conservative states like Alabama, like RSA,
they're probably in pretty good shape because they've done some pretty wise things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's places in California, there's places in Detroit, Michigan, and et cetera, that have kind of been silent about things. And, you know, when you're silent about things that could be wrong or are wrong, because we don't know for sure,
right,
is that lying about it? And the government's involved, man, because let me tell you, the government has to be reported to by the actuarial part of the retirement. You get it? And if they're not telling everybody. Now, they're telling us the Social Security's in trouble.
Right.
They're telling us that. I don't know how you could hide that.
Right.
But think about what might happen if we have to, you know, bail out, if you could say, all these things that are in trouble. You know, do taxpayers pay for that? Or who pays for double jeopardy?
Usually the government.
Well, who's the government?
Taxpayers, so us.
Yeah, but where do they get the money?
Of course, us. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So we're going to have to pay for it.
And that gets back to what you guys were asking me earlier.
Right.
What's a fair tax for the occupational tax?
Yeah, we were discussing this before we came up the stairs.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me now, a fair tax, of course, you know, you harken back to...
none.
Was it Ben Carpus? Carpus. He broke out of prison. That was creepy Carpus. Ben Carson. Was that? Yeah. Was he the one that was out for the fair tax? Or was that... what was the other guy that ran for president?
The guy with all ears?
No, it was...
That's way back.
It was just a guy
flat
that ran...
Flat tax.
The fair tax.
Well, fair tax, flat tax, low tax, whatever.
But,
I mean...
But we were talking about what would be a fair type of a tax that everybody would share the burden instead of just the people who are coming into the city to work.
Well, know what? In my opinion, a complete revamp.
Yeah.
A complete revamp. Get rid of everything. In my opinion, and this is not going to go any it probably won't. They're not going to call. They're not going to suggest. They wouldn't like this because it would put out a lot of people who do a lot of work on you know, computing and actuarial stuff and all this kind of other stuff, accounting and everything. If everybody just paid taxes at retail and you didn't have to worry about your pension being taxed, you didn't have to worry about paying taxes on investments. You didn't have to worry about taxes until you spent money.
Right. So, like, you're saying, like, instead of being taxed 10%, we'd be, like, taxed double.
You would be taxed at the cash register.
Right. So
that's it.
I buy a Mountain Dew that you have here, and instead of it being $3, it's $3 plus the, like, a whole tax. Like, instead of 10%, it'd be more.
Yes. It'd they calculated one time, they said it would have to be 23% more.
23%.
But I don't know. But here's the other thing they said that would be unfair. What about the poor folks? They can't afford that. Well, you guess what? The answer to that was send them more money each month to make them even.
Right.
Even Steven, you know, there's a formula, okay?
To balance it.
To balance it out. Then it would be fair. Well, they're sending a bunch of checks out anyway, so what difference would it make? But here's the thing. It would cause so much easiness. And the economy would explode because nobody would have to be taxed until they bought something. And that's kind of what happens when you lower taxes, you know, if that was seen as a tax reduction. But that's never going to happen. You ask what a fair tax is, I give you my opinion, it's never going to happen. This thing called flat tax is a bunch of junk.
Yeah.
They still have to have all these other things going on. All a flat tax is that they just make the percentage that they tax you flat.
Right.
There's no bracket. You see what I'm saying? That's what a flat tax is. Well, that really doesn't help a whole lot from my viewpoint, but maybe somebody else would disagree with me. I mean, like paying 10% across the board. And see, you know, there's a lot of, half the people in the United States don't pay taxes, roughly half.
272-9228 if you want to jump in on this.
Guys, I just saw this meme on Facebook, and it says, so let's get this straight. I'm paying taxes on my wages, then paying sales tax to spend my own money, then paying income tax on my money that was already taxed. Then when I die, my kids pay the death tax on my money that it was already taxed.
That's about the
same. So that's it.
Yeah. Welcome to the United States.
And we do have a phone call, and we do not have our intrepid intern here this evening, so we're going to grab this.
Just wing it.
We're going to wing it however you wing it.
Just make sure you mash the button right.
I just hung up on them.
Sorry, guys.
Like I said, the button has to be pushed correctly.
Hanging up on somebody tags. Call me back. I'll get it right this time.
It's okay.
But what I was thinking about a minute ago, is like this new gas tax. How many people in Montgomery don't drive?
Oh.
Right.
They're not paying the tax.
Well, how many people drive long ways?
Right.
They're paying the tax.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's not fair. There's a lot of things. Everything they come up with is not fair.
Right.
There's really no fair tax.
I mean, they'll tax us over anything, though, y'all.
There we are. I've got our caller on the phone.
All right.
Citizen, identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hey, it's Kyle. How are you?
Hey, Kyle. How are you?
Good. Hey, you hit on something that I really, really like, and that's the fair tax. Not a flat tax, but the fair tax.
Right.
If you hadn't checked that out, you need to go to fairtax.org and check that out.
Who was the guy that ran for president that pushed
Herman,
that? Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Smart, smart, smart guy. You don't get to be a millionaire by being a dummy.
No.
That's true.
And, but I tell you, if you hadn't looked at fairtax.org, you need to go and check that out. It's about a 23% consumption tax, and everything, you get everything you make. Every single penny you make, you earn that, and that's your money. And you don't get taxed until you go and buy something.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I didn't know if it was called a fair tax, but it would be fair.
Right.
It's the fair tax. And they go, well, what about the poor guy? Well, the poor guy is going to pay, if he buys a loaf of bread, he's going to pay 23 cents tax on that bread. Well, so is the rich guy. That's fair. Okay?
Yeah.
And they go, well, the rich guy won't pay as much tax. Well, see, the rich people buy planes and yachts and things of that nature. That's where they're paying more tax than that poor guy is.
Yeah, yeah.
You see?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if...
And go
ahead.
They also don't tax food and medicine. You get a prebate per month in the amount that you would spend on food and medicine. So that, again, helps that lower-income person.
Right. It would be better. And then getting back to where you said the 23 cents on the dollar for the poor person, I had heard, I don't know if it was on this fair tax or not, the one with Herman Cain, but I did hear before that they had suggested that they would give them an allotment per month to make up for that difference.
Right.
And the rich people, you know, I mean, if you give them $1,000 a month, that's going to pay a lot. I'm not saying that was a number, but, you know, that would help make up the unfairness of the 23%. So they're still going to be zeroed out at no tax because they're poor.
Right.
You see.
And let me tell you another thing, how the tax base will explode, because every illegal alien that's here that don't pay tax, guess what? He pays tax when he goes in and buys his groceries.
Absolutely.
Yes. Exactly. That's it.
Every hooker and drug dealer that's working off the books, they're paying tax now, baby.
You call that unreported income.
And all that unreported income, guess what? It don't matter now if you go in the store and get you some groceries, because everybody's got to eat.
That's right. Yeah. And Roth IRAs wouldn't matter, overfunded life insurance, all these little things you got to do to keep from paying taxes, you wouldn't worry
that's
about
right.
it.
No,
you know what? It doesn't matter. They're not going to change it.
Exactly.
That's true.
But
I tell you what, I want everybody to go to fairtax.org and check that out. That's a good resource, and that's a very good, well-thought-out plan.
All right, absolutely. Kyle. It sounds great.
Well, thank you for the information.
Yes, sir. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk to you soon. Yep, he's gone. But that put it all together that everybody would be paying the same.
Exactly.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
It makes a lot of sense.
I just didn't have all the information.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. You know, the government, they change things. They said we're going to make the tax simplified.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And make it more convoluted than ever.
And then they add 100 or 200 pages to the tax code.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did that simplify?
Right.
You know, and what they give someone 2 or 3, 4 years ago, they say, well, okay, you're not going to have that anymore. We're not going to give that to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just gets so convoluted. No wonder we need so many accountants. So wonder we need so many CPAs. So no wonder we need so many financial planners, yeah. So many tax lawyers and people to try to figure this out. Now, I'm going to tell you some of the stuff I figured out. The SECURE Act, we've talked about this over and over and over, it left some holes that I'm glad it left because they didn't realize they had left these things out.
Right.
And I'm tickled pink.
I thought you looked a little pink this evening.
I'm tickled pink that there's a couple of things that we got that we can still utilize that was left in there to reduce your taxes and make them go real low.
Yeah.
And there's two of them that we're pretty good at. One is charitable giving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you give money away from your IRA to a charity and you're 70 and a half, not 72, that was what I was afraid they was going to do to us, but 70 and a half, you can are older. You can still do it, and guess what? No tax. No tax.
There
no
you
tax.
Go.
Right.
It kills all the taxes. Another thing that most accountants, CPAs, don't even know about it because it's not in the tax code, and I've talked about this over and over and over, but it's huge. If you have non-qualified retirement accounts, the stretch still works.
Ooh.
It still works. There's only about 2 to 4 places that'll do it for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Non-qualified stretch still work. Qualified stretch?
Obsolete, can't do it.
10 years.
Okay.
But unqualified stretch, unlimited years, as long as the secondary, or should I say the beneficiary is alive. So this is huge. So if you want to have more information on how the non-qualified stretch for inheritance works, or if you want more information on how to get there, give me a call.
Well, you know, you made me think of something, this whole thing about the Titanic.
What's that?
Because think of your... your financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
Think of your financial future.
Yeah.
As the Titanic before the trouble started.
Yes.
You're out there, you're coming along there, and everybody's having a good time, and there's icebergs everywhere.
Mm.
Well, you got to avoid them icebergs. You got to look out and not hit the icebergs. So what you need to do is you need to find somebody who knows how to get around the icebergs. I know the guy. His name is David Ernest. He's an asset preservationist, and he's the guy you want up there in the wheelhouse guiding your retirement and your financial future to a safe port. You see what happened when the amateurs got hold of it?
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, I think the fog might have got them. But there'll be no fog with David Ernest. 279-7431. Put him on your poop deck today.
Thank you, Rusty.
You're welcome.
Hey, 279-7431.
You like the way I kind of wove
that
in
there? Oh, I love it. You know.
Hey, here's Chris.
Hey Chris.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, guys. I left. I had to go grab someone.
Oh, wow.
We're really surprised.
You had to go grab somebody?
Yeah.
All right.
Lucky you.
Hey, scared me, though.
How you doing?
Did you get everybody off on their trip and everything?
You make it on the airplane first ride?
No, not yet. They're headed now to... go up and hang out.
All right.
And that they get on the plane at 6:15 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's right. They were spending the night with somebody.
Right. Oh,
okay.
That's right.
All right.
So is he nervous?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're listening right now.
Oh, well, hey, Luke, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I was 17 the first time I flew.
Yeah?
Yeah.
17. I'm trying to remember 17. That was a long time ago.
You think?
I'm thinking back.
You're trying to think.
Nothing's coming.
Way back.
Nothing's coming up.
It's like the processor has to get to the
man. Oh, man. It's kind of murky, but we've all been that age. And, somebody asked the other day, how young is somebody called last night, as a matter of fact? It was Krakatoa, I think.
Right. 15, wasn't he?
15. Wanted to know how young should you be or how old should you be before you started saving and put money away.
As soon as possible. Yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah, yesterday. That's a good answer. Good answer.
Good answer.
Princess Leia.
And I want to ask a couple of questions. Number one, what's it looking like on the big dance on the 7th?
We still haven't heard whether it would be at the Davis Theater or not.
Right. They're
working on that. We know for sure it's going to be on
February
the
7th.
We know that.
I think we should have it down at the Waffle House.
Well, that could just work again. We could just have dancing in the streets.
Yeah.
There you go. That would be fun. Yeah.
Dancing in the streets.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we could do that. That'd be kind of cheap.
That could work out.
We might all get arrested, but
and,
I don't know.
And I saw something on Facebook a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Our lovely Princess Leah has something going on.
Oh, guys.
Yeah. A couple things.
Tell us all about
it. We have consultations with Cupid, guys.
Ooh. Ooh.
So this means that y'all need to go to the Facebook page that we have. It's Ernest Financial, if you search it, and it's like the icon's a hand with money growing out of it. And basically, we just want to let y'all know that we want to help you create a financial plan or enhance your current one, specifically couples, though, because the most common mistake in marriage is long-term financial planning. And I found some statistics that money-related issues account for 22% of divorces, and we kind of want to help you guys lessen
22%?
Yes, 22%. Wow. So we want to help y'all lessen that strain on your marriage, whether you're newlywed or wed for a while. And spots are limited. It's first come, first serve. And go to our Facebook page to book your time slot.
That sounds like fun.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at Texas Roadhouse in East Chase, and you'll get to meet with me and David.
All yes, right. You will.
And
you won't even have to pay the bill.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I'll be in the back doing dishes. Just look for me. I'll be back there.
But yes, guys, go to our Facebook page on Ernest Financial to book that appointment.
Yeah, this is for wonderful couples or, one person. If they,
if you really
want to come,
or if you're my size and you could be considered a couple, because I'm a big fella, is what I'm saying.
We'll be doing these February 10th to the 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And like I said, if you message the Facebook, I'll be able to give you a better time.
There you go.
And they have pretty good lunches there.
Yeah.
They got Texas steak, Roadhouse. Chicken, and Texas Roadhouse peanuts.
Well, you get to throw them. Or can you still do that?
Yeah, you can
stomp them too. Stomp the peanuts.
Because, they had stopped it one time, throwing the hulls on the floor.
Oh, I don't think they really want you to. They put a bucket in front of you.
I asked the guy, why'd y'all stop that? He said, I realized I was paying a guy full time, 40 hours a week, to sweep up peanut hulls.
I believe it.
That makes sense.
Well,
still fun, though.
He still has to sweep.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's right.
I mean, I hope. You know, it's like, when did the last time you take a bath? Last year, and I didn't even need it.
But you know what would be even worse than the peanut hulls?
What's that?
Is if they served Vienna sausage.
Ooh.
Just throw some little Vienna sausage on the floor.
That'd be
slippage everywhere.
Nasty.
That would be a mess.
That would be terrible. So, talking about pensions, the old-timey pensions, the defined benefit pensions, are going away. They're just, they're kind of like going down. The government does not want to be responsible. This is what I'm thinking. The government does not want to be responsible for putting together something that might crash, like this market.
Uh-huh.
Now, the government, when they see things like this, they get all the experts involved and they try to change it, either gradually or drastically, so that they can get off the hot seat, So what they've done is they've gone from defined benefit, meaning, you define the benefit you would get if you retire, to defined contribution, which means it just tells you how much money goes in.
Mm-hmm.
But what you get is whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So nobody's on the hook. No actuarially thing. No, if it doesn't make any money, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we have ways of reversing that so that if you want to go back to where somebody's on the hook and you can get a retirement, have your cake and eat it too, kind of retirement.
Yeah.
We can do that with annuities, okay?
Right.
And there's all kinds of that. But think about this: the Secure Act recognized that. Therefore, they have put the annuity back in it never was in there, but it was in defined benefit because that's all it was, some type of annuity. But they have put annuity back into retirement.
Right.
They realize that if they don't, bad things might happen. Hot air might blow out a balloon. That ain't good.
Right. So, like, since many companies are offering defined contribution plans like 401ks, what's good about that? Like, what is the 401k and why were they created?
Yeah, the 401k was created in 1978.
Right.
When Congress passed the Revenue Act of 1978. Mm-hmm. In 1981, the IRS issued new rules that allowed employees to contribute to 401ks through salary deductions, meaning mm-hmm. coming out before taxes. And this helps 401ks to become more widespread throughout the 1980s. So this was something, you know, like I said, things change as we go. Nothing stays the same.
Right.
And when they realized that they had too much, sort of like Social Security, too much is being promised, but it's sort of an indirect thing. In other words, the government is not so much like on the hook for it, except they really are, because look what happens. If the pension guarantee folks goes broke, mm-hmm. the government has to rescue. Look what happened when we had the 2007 crash. AIG, who rescued them?
The government.
Oh, yeah.
So us, the taxpayers.
So they begin to recognize, hey, let's get this monkey off our back. Let's put the monkey back on everybody else's back. And so that's why it's so important that when you're listening to all these financial gurus, if you want to call them gurus, mm-hmm. that say they're a guru, maybe they might have white hair like me, maybe they have... Maybe they have bald heads. Maybe I don't know what they have.
Guru hair.
They have guru bald-headed hair. Okay.
There we go.
That's not hair. But anyway, anyway, whatever they have, do they have guarantees that won't go bust? Because guess what? Things go bust.
Uh-huh.
Look at the record. Everything that's ever existed is just about that the government's had anything to do with is either got in trouble and tried to go bust, and guess who had to bail it out?
Government.
David, why would you want to create a retirement plan if pensions are disappearing? What makes it so good?
So that you can make sure that when you retire, you will have something to retire on. That's why.
So who should we call? Rusty.
Yeah.
You should call David Ernest. Call him up.
What's that number?
279-7431. Call him up day or night. Now, you might not talk to him right then, but he will call you back.
That's right.
And set up that appointment, absolutely free, no obligation. Mm-hmm. And you never know, you might even get lunch out of it. You did say you got in a new
case. Yeah, well,
of,
you know, if you...
Free.
Yeah, you got some free. Vienna sausage.
Yeah, those are good. Can handle that. Yeah.
Yes, I have a lot of questions. People ask that all the time, are we free? And it's like, it's completely free for you to come.
Yeah,
we will
absolutely.
Talk to you no matter what.
We're not like the government.
Yeah.
We're not going to make you pay dearly. You know, and the answer to the more about the question you just asked about why are the pensions disappearing is that, you know, the answer is more about what a person can provide during retirement.
Mm-hmm.
We all are used to monthly income. You know, you're not used to, you know, drawing out of some kind of a fat cat retirement account and seeing the balance drop as you go. You're more used to, okay, that check's coming in the mail. I mean, that check's going in my bank. And you don't worry about it. You sleep. But when you get into 401k crack, you don't sleep very well because crack kind of makes you, don't that make you stay awake?
Crack is whack, y'all.
Crack is whack.
Well, I remember back when I was on crack, I just felt kind of giddy all the time.
Don't do drugs. But I guess you're saying like the highs and lows.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get into a low, and then where do you go? You know, I mean, you don't sleep very well, that's for sure. And, you know, and when you're not drawing off of it when you're younger, it's not going to affect you.
That's right.
That's right.
Because you can get your crack somewhere else.
You got the time.
You got the time, and you don't have to worry about losing your dime.
Uh-huh. That's right.
But when you don't have the time, and you're worrying about losing your dime, you don't have sleep time.
There you go.
That's the problem. And that's one of the reasons why, obviously, the government says, wait a minute, we might have messed up. And so every time they go through a cycle, they say, we might have messed up. And the SECURE Act, by putting annuities back in there, they said, we might have messed up. We need to stick those things back in there because that's what a defined benefit was.
Right.
Uh-huh. And we took it completely away. And these people don't know what to do. They're not saving their money like they should. And if they did, they might even lose it.
Well, David, what are some ways to maybe like avoid the taxes, which, you know, and maximize those retirement savings? Maybe just minimize them. I didn't say avoid them, I said minimize.
What do you mean? What do you call put them? You put them off till later?
Yeah, just how do you, what?
Defer
what's
them?
The best way
defer,
to do it?
Defer, that's the word.
Defer.
We finally got the right word.
We got a good fancy word going. Well, delaying filing for Social Security is one way to potentially avoid tax.
When should you file?
That's a really big question. Each person's different.
But David knows how to maybe help you out on that, right?
Oh, yeah,
that's what I do. So, you know, we've done seminars on when to file.
Right.
Do you know there's over 20,000 ways to file for Social Security? Can you believe that?
20,000
different ways.
And tomorrow we'll be covering number 1 through 1,700, so be sure to tune in.
Well, it has to do with the government's calculations.
Right.
You know, if you were like 66 in 1 month and a day, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's different than 66 in 1 month and 2 days. You know?
Wow.
So, but it's still... So, the other thing you got to keep in mind is when you keep on putting it off, that once you turn 70, it don't grow anymore.
So that's the maximum.
That's the maximum. Now, the other thing is that when you turn 72, not 70 and a half, a month ago it was 70 and a half.
Yeah, 72 now.
Now 72, you got to start taking your required minimum distributions out.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. So there's a lot of things that are changing. But the biggest thing that I can say that really you need to look at is your situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're unique. You need a financial plan, my friend, and we can do that free for you.
All you have to do.
All you have to do is call.
That's right.
And you can get a free lunch.
Anybody going to throw that number out there?
There's
272.
9228.
Thank you.
That's for here. But 279-7431, that's David's number.
And there is a free lunch, you know.
Yeah.
But people say they don't exist, but how about that?
They exist with us.
There you go. And it's always something good. It's probably not going to be Vienna sausage, but those are good.
It's going to be the Waffle House.
I love the Waffle House.
I just left the Waffle House. You can't beat the Waffle House.
We love the Waffle House.
Oh, yeah, we like Waffle
House. I tell you what, I want to see them build a Waffle House so big that they can actually build another little Waffle House inside. That would be cool.
A baby Waffle House?
Yeah.
Or instead of calling it a waffle, do you call it a wiffle?
You could.
Okay.
But then what I'd really love to see is that Walmart, would put up an observation deck.
I would love that.
With a Waffle House up there, and people could have drinks and just watch the people.
Drinks at Waffle House? Yeah.
Now I saw a Taco Bell somewhere. It's somewhere, and they have a Valentine's thing.
Oh wow!
And you go in there and you have drinks, and they come to your table and bring you food. It's like a fancy Waffle House.
You can get married at Taco Bell for $500. I'm not kidding.
Do you have to buy the tacos?
Mm-hmm.
I think that they provide that for you.
Wow.
I mean, it's $500 to get married there.
How many tacos could you get for $500?
Who knows? Probably a lot. $5 fill up boxes. You could get like the box.
For richer, for poorer, for taco or burrito. I tell you what, I want to try that new box they got, the nacho box.
Yes. Is it the $5 box?
Yes.
I don't know. No. This one's a big box.
Yeah, but it's $5.
Is it $5?
They're all $5.
But you know, it's not real meat.
David, I don't think half of the stuff we eat is probably real.
I know. I'm thinking.
Where's Terry Adams when you need him to tell you how the meat's not real?
We've been eating Soylent Green for a while now, I think.
I think the beans might be real. That's why I eat beans.
I think the Taco Bell
meat might be a conspiracy.
I think so. I'm kind of afraid of the meat, but I eat it occasionally. Uh-huh. But the beans, I figure, is okay.
Well, until I meet some of it when I'm going in and it's leaving, I'm okay with it. You know, if a big hunk of meat product is just walking out the door, not clocked out and going home. You know, that would be.
But that's the thing about your retirement. You want to know that it's got real meat in it.
That's right.
There you go.
You don't want any fake meat in your retirement.
That's right.
You want to make sure that thing is going to do what it's supposed to do and give you the protein and the energy and everything else, the vitamins and everything you need in your retirement
to last.
You want 100% USDA.
And if you're not calling David Ernest, you're probably going to have indigestion.
Yeah. You're going to get some cheap meat.
if you're not careful.
I have eaten cheap meat. Mm-hmm.
You know what? tastes cheap. You know what SPAM stands for, don't you?
What is that? What?
Something posing as meat. SPAM is the much maligned food because it's not too bad. But you know, that is like, that is a delicacy.
In Hawaii,
I understand.
Well, my father-in-law would not eat it.
Well, yeah,
you know why?
He was in the war.
He was in World War II.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They ate it every day. He said they baked it, they fried it, they did everything, you know, ate it raw, whatever. They everything. And he said, I swore when I got off of this mine sweeper, which he called a boat, that I'd never eat it again. And so he would. He wouldn't.
Yeah. It's just nasty.
That's me and MREs. I won't touch them. Chicken a la king.
Now, if you don't have to live off of them forever, they're not, you know, once in a while, but, you know, they can be kind of funky. Man.
Nasty.
Especially if they've been sitting in a warehouse for like 10 years. And now, my dad was in the National Guard for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And once in a while, he would bring us home a case of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thought we were in hog heaven. They had a chocolate thing in there.
The chocolate bar.
My Lord, that was some of the best chocolate I've ever had.
Yeah.
And then they had...
It was probably about 6,000 calories in that one chocolate bar.
And of course, you know, we're out in the backyard playing camping, and we get the chocolate, we get the Spam, we get that, and then we get a little small pack of Marlboros and a half a roll of toilet paper, which was cool.
Nice.
But we had to turn those in, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Did your dad ever get a hot foot?
A hot foot.
Now,
is a hot foot?
You're going to have to tell me.
I know what a hot foot is.
He knows. He's been in the military.
Okay, now what? Tell me about that. What
it is. Well, I mean, is it like a heat warmer pad thing?
Okay, the hot foot, the way my dad taught me, my dad was in the Korean conflict.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They would put a match between your toes when you were asleep, and they would light it, and you know
it's bad enough to Koreans crawling around in the dark and slit your throat.
This was the tricks they played on each other.
Your buddies are over there with matches between your toes.
they were having a good bunch
of hijinks over there in Korea. They take you down to the MASH unit. That way,
what happened? He got a hot foot.
We got to help.
That's sort of like having a hot stock. What happened? Well, he had a hot stock. What happened? Well, it's not so hot anymore.
Burned out.
You got burned out.
If you don't want your portfolio to get burned out or get a hot foot or have to eat an MRE, what you need to do is you need to call David Ernest at 279-7431. Write it down, 279-7431. I would put it in my phone just to make sure.
It's in mine.
You want to make David your financial guy. Everybody needs one. Everybody needs somebody to kind of give them some guidance once in a while. And David is just the guy to do it. No obligation. Doesn't cost you a dime. And believe me, you're going to learn something. So call him up, 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. You can call him right now.
Right.
Yeah. And if you'd like to jump in on the conversation here, because we talk about stuff all the time, 272-9228. Tomorrow evening, Terry Adams will be here, and we've got another special guest coming.
I think it's my dad.
Your dad's coming
in. We're going to have a medical conspiracy show.
The doctor will be in.
He might be late.
Are you going to come? You going to be here?
I've
been thinking we need to do this. We need to do a Facebook Live.
Right.
We should do it tomorrow.
Maybe
then.
Tomorrow night will be the time to do it,
that
just for fun.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then Friday night, we are going to have a one of our special encores. It's a rerun of one of our previous shows. It'll be something.
It'll be fun.
A rerun. She probably doesn't get the reference there. We'll have to explain it to her later. But you can call David Ernest right now, 272-9228, or at his office, 279-7431.
Well, guys, I hate to do this, but to jump back into Social Security, doesn't most everyone have everyone working have some form of Social Security? And so, isn't it pretty much the same for anyone?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not everyone. There's some workers that are not required to pay Social Security.
How
really?
Is that?
Yeah. You know, this federals, railroad, all that kind of
stuff. Okay. Now, can you, at one time,
certain times,
they said you could opt out and put your money where you wanted
to go. Well, used to, nonprofits could opt out.
Can you still do that?
Well, the nonprofits can't anymore because Ronald Reagan in 1983 brought, I think it was 83, right in there, 82, 83, he brought it in that everybody had to pay Social Security that were a nonprofit. And so, like Jackson Hospital and Baptist Hospital, they had to modify their defined benefit program. Right. They kind of froze it and made it kind of linger. And then toward the end, like a, I think about 2016, Jackson rolled all theirs out. The government's, you know, it was just getting ridiculous on what the actuaries had to put in there. So, you know, the government said, okay, we're going to let you roll out. So what this means is that if you had a divine benefit program, right, you might have just lost it because of the government. They're always monkeying with things.
Yeah. Right.
That you can't trust them. Look at Social Security. But you do have to, you need to have more control over what you do and how you file Social Security and what you get and what happens in your retirement. That's why it's becoming more and more and more important for an individual to have more control and not trust the government. The government is not going to take complete control and take care of you.
No.
They're really not. They just want you to vote.
And your money.
Whatever they can get out of you.
Well, and guys, if you do have any more questions, we do have a Social Security Maximization Report that's located on our website. And our website is Retire With Earnest. RetireWithEarnest.com. If you'd like to get some more information, it's a complimentary report.
Have you done any tweaking and tuning on the website?
Not the website. I'm actually not in control of that. I manage just the Facebook and the Instagram.
Okay, good. She's about to take control.
I was going to say, the Facebook looks really good.
Thank you.
So if you got the website, like, percolating and going up a little bit more, that'd be great.
That would be great. But like I said, you can contact us through our website. You can contact us through pretty much anything. Anyway,
you could go by and wave.
Yeah, we'll find you.
You could. Doesn't the social media have the waves now?
It's got a little thing on there where you can wave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hello.
I get waved at a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
I actually think they should get one where you wave with one finger, just for that person who's always just bugging you, you know. The social media is a good thing, because that's like the modern grapevine of the day, you know.
So we're going to do a trivial question.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Let's do
just
it.
To see if anybody was listening.
Uh-huh.
If you call and let us know what year the 401k started, what year did it start, you'll get a Texas Roadhouse $10 card.
Ooh.
I think I remember that, so maybe I was paying attention. Maybe.
But let's see if someone else out there remembers when 401ks first were instituted.
Okay. And, guys, while we're waiting, I do have a question for David.
Ooh.
So, does a qualified charitable donation satisfy the required minimum distribution from an IRA?
She's going to ask smart questions, I'm telling you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, up to a point. Absolutely. Well, yes, it will all the way, because you do have $100,000 that you can take out up to $100,000. But your RMD will always, always qualify.
Now, help me out. I have a smart question.
Yeah. Okay.
I've asked this before. RMD.
Minimum distribution.
Okay. Now, that would be the least you could take at the time.
That's correct.
Okay.
You're required to take it.
Yes. Okay. But now, you can split it. Say, like, if your required minimum distribution was $10,000, I'm just throwing a big number out there, and you just wanted to donate $5,000 of it to the charity, you could do that and keep the other $5,000. But here's how you have to do it. You have to have it sent direct to the charity. If the check is made out to you, no go. You know, you don't get to go. Go ahead.
Is that tax deductible?
It don't have to be tax deductible.
Okay.
Because what happens is, when you take $5,000 out of a charity, it's 10,000,000% better than tax deduction.
Right.
Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a standard deduction now of $24,200 or $300, whatever it is, it went up a little bit.
Right.
It was $24,000 for a family, you know, a married couple filing. And you take out $5,000, and maybe you got $2,000 or $3,000 more that you donated.
Mm-hmm.
That's $7,000. And then, you know, maybe you gave $500 to some kind of, you know, other charity, whatever. Now you got a few thousand dollars. Maybe you have $5,000 worth of medical expenses. You're still not even pegging $24,000. So what if you got up to $27,000? It just don't work.
Uh-huh.
You got to do that direct transfer, and then you get mega percent more. It's unbelievable, the difference, and we can help you with it. With your IRA, we can help you with that.
And we've got a call. Is that John?
Yes, sir.
Over there on line one?
Yeah, it is.
One?
John T.
John, speak to us, sir. How are you?
All right, how are you?
Oh, man, I can't. I cannot complain. If it got much better, there'd have to be two of me. They would come haul me away. You were going to try that trivia question?
Yes, I think I remember. I listened to it. 1978 is when it started, and then they redid the rules in 1980.
Well, you got it. It started in 1978, and that's what we were looking for. In
okay.
1981, they issued new rules.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 John.
Well, I got the half end right.
Yeah, you got the best.
The first end.
The first, yeah, you got it right.
And
you win.
You're a big winner.
It's not like horseshoes,
which is a lost art, by the way.
Yes. So, John, we just need to get your information. And
so, if you'll hang on a minute, where are you calling from, John?
Montgomery.
Okay, you called us before, hadn't you?
No, actually, it's my first time.
Well, how about that?
Well,
thank you, John.
And won something too. So, you live here in Montgomery. You from Montgomery?
Lived outside of Montgomery my whole life, but for Lowndes County, Prattville, and Montgomery. I think last time I lived in Montgomery was 1980.
Okay, and how long have you been listening to the show?
But now I'm back here.
How long have you listened to the show?
I've just been listening to it for a couple of weeks. Chris Cleghorn actually turned me on to it.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, Chris.
Heard of him. He's a nice guy.
So I've heard.
He is. Keeps my blood pressure up listening all day long, but
he keeps me
off of watching the news and my blood pressure being higher.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you listening, and hang on, and our operator will get your information.
I'll get your information.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Thanks, John.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank
now.
You.
And
that was great.
That was good.
Yeah.
Somebody's our one listener called.
Yeah, we got a listener.
Thanks, listener.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
Well, it's we got about 5 minutes left. If you want to, not even that much really. But if you want to wrap this up, are we going to have a expedition to the Titanic? We're going to go down there and check and see how bad it got bummed up.
Well, you know, here's the thing: you can't trust the government.
No, yeah.
You can't trust the government to tell you everything. Of course, we know that there's things that they're not going to tell. But when it has to do with our well-being and things that could affect us with our retirement money or our taxes, you know, it's really not fair for them to change the rules as we go. You know, it's just not right. How can you plan ahead when you don't know what's going to be ahead?
You can't.
You just can't do it.
Not unless you're like Kreskin or something.
So what you need to do is do the best you can do. Take the bull by the horns. Start doing something for yourself. Take the 401k that they created in 1978 and modified in 1981. Contribute to it to the max if you can. Then make sure that you have a self-completion plan. If you're healthy enough and not too old, you need a overfunded life policy probably. Why? Because these chronic benefits, accelerators, it's sort of like a disability policy, will self-complete. And then if you get sick, make sure you get your hundreds of thousands or million dollars or whatever tax-free. Now you need to look at these things. These things are important. These things can also overlap with long-term care benefits and things like that. These are the holes that are in there that nobody's going to take care of you if you don't plan for it. Okay, so make sure that you plan for your future and look at it on the rosy side. Think of it as, you know, well, if I don't die, I get the benefit. If the stock market don't crash, I get a lot more money, and then you can hedge your bet as you go along with what we can do for you. And if you're donating to charity in a big way or even in a small way, call us and let us help you.
Yeah.
Make that charity donation count. And by the way, we've got something we just found out today about medical insurance.
Yes.
We've got a big thing.
Do you want me to tell them more about it?
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's called the Medical Outreach Ministry, and yes, it's free for everyone 19 to 64, and it's for people that make too much money for Medicaid but not enough money for actual health insurance that can't afford the premiums. And everything is based off of volunteer nurses and doctors, and it's one of the most wonderful programs that we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly, the director in charge of it, is going to come on Monday and tell y'all more about it.
Great. That'd be great.
But you know, I've been getting these phone calls, you know, and this is going to be a wonderful, this is like manna from heaven. People who do not have medical insurance, boy, do we have the answer for you now.
We
have got your problem solved. We can help you with your retirement plan, but we can also help you with medical insurance that's cheap as dirt.
Well, it's free.
And it's, free.
Free dirt.
Free medical insurance.
Uh-huh. Right.
Free medical provided. And you don't have to be poor. Matter of fact, you can't be poor.
Yeah.
And you have to be middle class.
You can't qualify for Medicaid, which is like extreme, you know, poverty.
Right.
And
somebody can't make more than $50,000. Somebody's coming Monday night to tell us more about that.
Okay. Yes.
That's
correct.
We got to get out the door here, folks.
Okay.
Remember, tomorrow night, Terry Adams.
Yes.
Your
Leah
dad.
Leah Williams.
Princess Leah.
And Larry Williams.
I'll be here. Chris will be here.
Won't miss it.
Am I going to? Yeah, I'll be here, too.
Well, you better be.
Yeah, I'll be here.
But, so if you got any questions, just call 279-7431.
That's right. And this could be what happens here. Before you know it, we might be actually dancing in the streets.
February 7th.
Here they come. There they are.
Tokyo, South America.
Boy, that guy's got some big lips. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
Bye, guys.
Oh, that's good the way you threw it. I like that.
Yeah.